I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from the book of Psalms, particularly Psalm 119. We're making our way through, and we are going to be reading verses 145 through 147 in the Voice Translation. And it says this: I call to you wholeheartedly. Answer me, O Eternal One. I will respect, I will follow your statutes. I cried out to you, rescue me, and I will live according to your decrees. I wake before the dawn and call for help. I hope in your words. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that the psalmist was so honest in the way that he approached you. He told us in this verse that he called out to you wholeheartedly. He said he woke up with you on his lips and he asked for rescue. And Lord, that's a beautiful picture for us who are struggling today. Would you just rescue us? Would you answer us? Would you show us your presence? Would you show us that you're concerned about what concerns us? I pray for the person who is struggling in their job today. I pray that these kinds of prayers, answer me, O Eternal One, or rescue me, and I will live according to your decrees, these would be the kinds of prayers that we ask in the midst of our work. And that you would hear them and that you would answer them. I pray for coworkers around us who encourage us to walk with integrity. I pray for joy in our work. I pray for passion to return if it has gone away. I pray for a holy desire to praise you in the midst of our jobs. We are to work for your glory, Lord. And the scripture says that we need to do our work heartily as unto the Lord rather than unto men, knowing that from the Lord we will receive the reward of the inheritance. It's the Lord Christ whom you serve. And so help us to serve our employer and in our place of employment. And that even could be me or us, because I know for me, I work for a crazy boss named me. But we can do it for your glory. We can work for your glory. And that there's purpose in what we're doing. And no matter where God has placed us, we can always look to be glorifying him, to be honest and have integrity in our work. So Lord, I pray for the person today who is looking at a little slip up, that maybe it would be easier to cheat in one little way. And I pray that you would stop them. I pray that you would help them to make little tiny choices that add up to big choices. Little is much in your kingdom, Lord, and your word says that if we are faithful in little, you will entrust us with much. But so many of us just gloss over the little and want the much. But Lord, help us to be faithful today in those small decisions of integrity, that we could choose you and choose the things that bring light into the workforce and not darkness. That when someone examines us, they would see this is a person who tells the truth. This is the person who does what is right. This is a person who does not steal. This is a person who does not gossip. This is a person who does their work with confidence and joy and verve and vigor. And so, Lord, help us to have that. We need your spirit within us to invigorate us to do our work with passion and joy. And so, Lord, for those who are working today, I pray you would give them this kind of excitement to do what you have called them to do, this holy calling that you've brought them to. And Lord, this verse talks about rescue. And I pray for the person today who feels like they're beyond rescue. They maybe feel like it's been too many sins, or too many people have hurt them too many times, or they've made too many decisions that they regret, or like 7,000 bad things have happened to them. And they think, well, this is just the end and I'll never ever grow beyond how I am right now, or I'll only get worse. And so Lord, I pray you would cause them to have hope. Would you rescue them today? Rescue them from their thoughts. Rescue them from defeated thoughts. Rescue them from the kinds of thoughts that cause them to not try again. Deliver them from the lies. Speak truth over them. Sing a song of grace over them today. Sing a song of triumph over them today. Sing a song of adoration and love, because you love us so much, because you're our good Father who loves us. Lord, would you deliver? Would you rescue? Would you help us to find you in the midst of the mess? And Lord, don't let us go. And I thank you that your word says you will neither leave us nor forsake us. And I stand upon that right now as I pray to you. And I pray this in your beautifully reliable name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. Now, my goal in creating Pray Every Day is that I want to see these prayers reach beyond the borders of the U.S. to countries all over the world. So I have this map in my office where I'm pinning wherever folks are listening. So if you could share your location, you can go to today's show notes and let me know in the comments section below. Or there is a little thing on marriedtomute.com that has a microphone on the right-hand side, and you can record a message, and you can even record it in another language if you want. But just let us know where you're hearing this podcast, and if you could pass it on, that would be great. So when life is hard and your job is driving you crazy, give it all to the Lord, because He sees you and He loves you and He wants to carry your burdens today.